Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
A promise for state-owned petrol stations, the coalition backs faster gas approvals, and the Bangladeshi PM resigns. Good morning, Louis here, and at 8 a.m, these are your Zlines. If returned to power in October, a state Labor government would set up a state owned petrol stations and cap daily fuel price rises. Premier Stephen Miles will announce today. If re-elected, the state government will build 12 publicly owned petrol stations, which will sell petrol, diesel and operate fast chargers and would operate on a cost recovery basis. Across the state, all petrol stations would be banned from raising the price of fuel more than once a day, required to advertise petrol prices a day in advance, and face a trial maximum price rise of 5 cents a litre per day. Miles will also announce his policy at today's State of the State address, where he is also expected to announce a policy to take over the operation of council buses from local governments. This comes amid a flurry of cost of living policy announcements by Miles, including 50-cent fares, which kicked in yesterday. The CMFEU has blasted the Labor government, claiming their push to put the Queensland branch into administration is a, quote, full frontal attack on workers, and that its members feel, quote, politically homeless. The statements come after Premier Stephen Miles publicly backed a federal push to force CMFEU branches into administration after several accusations of links to criminal groups, intimidation, illegal behaviour and attacks were made. On Monday, CMFEU Queensland State Secretary Michael Ravbar said that, quote, the thread of kinship with the Labor Party has been forever broken, and labelled moves by Labor government a, quote, unprecedented act of political treachery. The statements put further pressure on the Miles government in the lead-up to what could be a disastrous election for the party, which they will now face without the support of one of their longest-standing allies. The New South Wales government has proposed to outlaw asking tenants to pay for their own background checks under new laws. The practice engaged in by some widely used online rental application platforms involves encouraging renters to pay a $19 to $30 fee for background checks they say will strengthen their application. The background check usually involves checking a renter against a renter blacklist maintained by a third party. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has assured property owners that this would not outlaw background checks on tenants, but that instead these would have to be paid for by landlords. The government is aiming for the legislation to come into effect from early next year. Australia's biggest new gas field has been promised a faster decision under a coalition government. The Browse Basin, a $30 billion project in Western Australia by Woodside Energy, is still seeking approval from state and federal governments despite being denied the right to proceed via the state's Environmental Protection Authority. Located 425 miles off Broome, the project is a major part of Woodside's gas expansion to help address the shortfall in domestic gas production in Western Australia. The project is met with resistance by WA Greens representatives who have claimed the project would have an unacceptable impact on whales, turtles and heightens the risk of pollution and oil spills. In international news, the Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and fled the country after widespread and months-long deadly anti-government protests destabilized the country. Hasina was the longest-serving female leader in the world, leading Bangladesh consistently since 2008, yet her time in power has been marred by accusations of forced disappearances and extrajudicial killings. Her resignation comes in the wake of weeks of protests, originally beginning in July as a student movement against civil service job quotas. After deadly clashes with police and government-imposed internet blackouts, the protests quickly expanded to reflect broader frustrations with the government. The resignation was confirmed by Military Chief General Waker Uzaman in a televised address, in which he also confirmed he will form an interim government, which he stated would, quote, bring justice to all the murders and injustice. For your weather today, expect some clouds and a medium chance of showers, most likely in the morning. You're looking at a max temp of 24 today, and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.